I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Mark O'Connor. As a teenager, O'Connor played guitar, mandolin, and fiddle. He went on to play in a jazz fusion group, the Dixie Dregs. He's continued to be an active fiddler with concerts and even a camp, but he's expanded his musical journey with compositions for classical chamber ensembles and orchestras. Hey, life goes on, right?
Amazing.
Mark O'Connor's latest recording is of his Americana Symphony. Aaron Copland said that really to write an American symphony, all you had to do was be an American and write a symphony, but one critic has called it an exercise in how to write the great American symphony. And Mark, like your own career, the American symphony is kind of a journey.
Exactly. My whole musical life has been a journey, but more importantly, with this subject material that I'm drawing from, the idea of an American life is a real journey for all of us. And I think Aaron Copland was an incredible symphonist, and he really completely just embraced the Americana, the wide open spaces, and created the orchestration to match those sentiments. But I think American music also involves other things as well, playing style and the technique that goes into playing those styles. You would almost have to be a musicologist, one, or a player, on the other hand, to really fully know about American music. I've always been embracing the three pillars of musical style that, you know, that really just give me all my information and my inspiration. And that would be the folk music of America and jazz and classical music. These are the things that I was trained in as a child, and they remain, you know, to this day, all very instrumental in what I end up doing. I'm a cross-pollinator, and it comes naturally, and my mentors were cross-pollinators of music style in the effort to develop their own style, and these specific styles have become some of the most widely recognized string styles, speaking mostly of Benny Thomason and Stefan Grappelli, two of my teachers.
Benny Thomason, one of the great Southwestern style fiddlers.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest, in my estimation, the greatest of them all, because he not only captured a style and called it his own, but he created an entire repertoire from the style, and then thereby developing the fiddle music to such an extent that it became something that you would have to really train for years and years to master. I think he was part of the evolving nature of Americana. And it really means a lot, I think, to American music, because what happens with some of our greatest traditional styles, like, for instance, blues, it's developed in a small area of Mississippi, say, and then at some point it marries its surroundings so well and perfectly that it has a real chance to become universal, and it certainly has. And so the idea of, I think, of all American music has to leap from those points of departure. That's why I feel like to have an American classical music, the kind that I'm working on, I think it really has to have someone that is a symphonist and, you know, obviously a composing in classical settings, but also someone that braces, knows a lot about, and is trained in some of these areas of the vernacular.
Mark O'Connor's latest recording is of his Americana Symphony. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.